USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
In the last 12 months, we've spent or committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who have lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is not worried about the fact that we have $27 trillion for the debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
It appears a compromise might be in the works on President Biden's COVID relief plan. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN's State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's that this week they will work with Republicans.
If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great.
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
But if you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not.
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 7 years after being kidnapped by jihadist group Boko Haram, more girls from the Nigerian town of Chibok are heading home. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Some of the missing Chibok girls who were abducted in Nigeria a few years ago have escaped the African militant group Boko Haram, according to their parents. Officials of the Chibok Parents Association said some of the more than 100 girls still missing after the 2014 mass kidnapping have now fled from their captors. Boko Haram raided a boarding school in Chibok, Nigeria, and abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls. The mass abduction prompted global outrage and widespread social media campaigns condemning the kidnappings and demanding the girls' return. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.